Good morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord for his faithfulness. Bless the Lord for his goodness. Bless the Lord for all of his mercy that he has shown to us. Bless the Lord this morning that you have the voice. Bless the Lord this morning that you have his hands this morning. Bless the Lord this morning because he woke you up. In spite of all, you are up this morning. Bless his holy name. Welcome to the voice of grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we're loving his people, caring for his people. We're glad this morning. We are gracious this morning. We are grateful this morning that we have the breath of life. For our devotional reading this morning, for our meditation this morning, we're going to read two Old Testament passages. I prayed that the Word of God will minister to your heart. The first passage that we want to look at this morning is found in Psalms 15, verses 1 to 3. Psalms 15, verses 1 to 3. And it reads, Lord, who made a bow in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill, he who walk uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. What a beautiful passage this morning. The psalmist David asked the question, who may abide in the tabernacle? You know, many of times, I know you have experienced this. Many people may disagree with your goals. And when they disagree with your goals, they will also disagree with your decisions. When people disagree with your vision, they will also disagree with your decisions. You can clearly see that God has a vision. God has goals for us, for our lives. And many of us disagreed with those goals, with those visions that he has for us. Many of us disagree. You can tell that we disagreed by our actions. And because we disagree with the vision and the goals, we end up disagreeing with his decisions. So the psalmist David asked the question, who may dwell in the tabernacle? Who may stay in a tabernacle. And so David says, in answering the question, he said, he who dwells or he who walks uprightly. He who walks uprightly, she will abide, she stays, she remain in the temple of God, in the tabernacle of God. Those who works righteousness should stay in the tabernacle of God. Those who speaks the truth in their hearts, they should stay in the tabernacle of God. Those who backbite with their tongue should not stay in the tabernacle. Those who gossip should not stay in the tabernacle of God. Those who do evil to their neighbors, they should not stay. They should not abide in the tabernacle. Those who do, or those who take up a reproach against his friend, they should not dwell in the tabernacle. This is something for all of us to meditate on and to think about. Our second passage quickly will be found in Psalms 64. Psalm 64. And I want to read verses 4 and 7. And it reads, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they should shoot at him and do not fear. Verse 7. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. Who shall stay in the tabernacle? Who shall stay? David answered the question by saying, those who work righteousness, and those who live uprightly, they should dwell in a tabernacle. Those who shoot in secret at the blameless, they shall not dwell in the tabernacle, because they're going to keep on doing so, backbiting, and they will do so against the Creator, the God Almighty himself. They will not have any fear. So scripture tells us here that they shall not dwell in the tabernacle. So because God will and then shoot at them with an arrow, and suddenly they will be wounded. This morning, I want to encourage you to not disagree with God's vision and goals for us. God's visions and goals for us, do not disagree with it, but rather ask God to help you to live according to his destiny, his purpose. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.